You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Isn't it exciting, John? It's exciting to see, you know, what God can do. You know, I think back about, you know, you're 14, I believe it was, when you were fishing to catch this, you were fishing for a Goliath grouper, which is a huge fish.
Right.
But you were like 14, was it 14 years old?
I think I was about 14 or 15.
Okay, yes. 14 or 15. Tell us about this story, because...
Well, it starts out, I was fishing on a place called Long Bar. It's in the Clusatchee River, at the mouth of the river. And we were fishing actually for snook, which is my favorite snook. Snook, to me, is the greatest game fish on the planet.
And meaning fight or taste?
Can be both.
Okay.
A smaller snook is good to eat, and they get bigger, they're not.
Okay.
So we were catching them on topwater lures, and I went by myself in my boat that my dad let me use.
Okay.
And I would park on this long oyster bar, get out and weigh the bar, and I caught a nice redfish. People up in this area know what redfish are, and it would be what we call a slot red, good for eating.
Okay.
And so I had an aerator type of a...
It's a trash can, right?
Yeah, it was a trash can back in those days for a bait well, and we put an aerator in. So I put that redfish in there to keep alive, keep him fresh. So I thought I was going back for snook, but I couldn't catch a snook, and I came back to the boat, and I thought, wow, I wonder if I could use that redfish for bait to catch a Goliath grouper. All right, so I got back in the boat, and I ran about a mile to the Sanibel Causeway. And under the causeway, there's a place where the boats go under there. On either side, they have these wooden fenders with lots of pilings down in the water. And what we'd normally do is go out and catch a Jack Crevel. We'd see birds, and we'd throw lures to where the birds were, and the fish would be striking, and we'd use Jack Crevel, because they would, when you put them down, they would grunt loudly.
Okay.
And so Goliath grouper would come to the jackfish.
Right.
All right, but this, I had a redfish. I never tried a redfish.
So the grouper would hear this
noise? Fish, yeah.
Okay, wow, okay.
And so I went to my favorite spot and parked the boat on the inside of that fender, climbed up the fender, got up top, which would be about 8 to 10 feet out of the water.
Right.
Took my rig, which was a rope with a like a 2-pound weight on it.
Okay.
And then a chain, a quarter inch chain, and a Sobey hook that's as big around as your hand, a big hook. And I put that redfish down there, and almost immediately a Goliath grouper hit it.
No.
Yeah, and I had him on there, and I wanted one less than 100 pounds, because then I could sell it or I could eat it.
Right.
And
because they can be 400 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
If they get too big, they're not good eating.
That's a big fish, 400 pounds.
Yeah, it's a huge fish.
Why it's called Goliath, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what it's huge. So I catch this fish, and I bring him up to the top, and I walk down the catwalk and bring him around, and I get down on my boat. And so the name of the story is Have Your Cake and Eat It Too. So I catch this fish, and I bring him up to the top, and I walk down the catwalk and bring him around, and I get down on my boat. And so the name of the story is Have Your Cake and Eat It Too.
Right.
All right, so now I get down the boat, I walk over, and I cut a hole in the Goliath grouper's lip and tied him off. And I could rest, because now I had him.
Because he's hanging in the water.
He's hanging in the water where he's in the water. So I decide now I'm going to try to pull him in. I lift him up to the edge, and I couldn't even begin to get him over.
Into the boat. Okay.
And I looked around for another boat. Maybe I thought I could ask for help, but I was just too proud to ask for help.
What?
And I thought, the Lord's delivering me daily from crying. All right, so I thought, in my own mind, I'm a MacGyver. And so usually there's a way you can rig something to do something.
Right.
So I thought, what do I have here? Well, I thought if I had a handle, maybe that would help me. So I thought up underneath the front of the boat, I had a ski rope. In those days, it had a wooden handle, and then it came down to one piece of rope. And I thought, if I could tie that rope through that lip and then stand up on the side, which is called the gunwale.
Okay.
And I got up on the side of the boat, and I lifted and I lifted and I lifted. And right when I couldn't get him over again.
Right.
Right when he started coming over, my feet slipped out from under me.
Oh, no.
And I fell about 3 feet onto my back. Well, that knocked the wind out of me. But then here comes that Goliath grouper.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if you can see it in that picture, but they've got spines on the back. And every one's as big around as your small finger and sharp.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so here he came. And thank goodness those didn't hit me. But the side of the fish hit me in the chest. And it knocked the breath totally out of me.
How big is it?
I believe this one was about 100 pounds, which is not huge, but it still was 100
pounds. Actually, you write in the book, I think you're 14 when this is going on.
I'm not very big at 14. So I'm laying on the bottom of the boat just trying to get my breath. It took me, it seemed like 10 minutes. And finally, I crawled over and I peeked over the gunwale because I was embarrassed if anybody had seen what happened.
Goodness.
And thank goodness, nobody saw me. So
this is huge because I think about Steve Irwin, you know, the crocodile hunter, you know, that he was swimming in stingray.
Right.
I believe it was hundreds of times. His cameraman says that according to one of the articles about him, that the piercing parts of they shoot off the back of their tail, the stingray, if you call it, but they shot into his heart.
Right.
That's how he died.
Right.
You have this huge 100-pound Goliath grouper falling on your chest. You could have died at that moment if those things would have went inside of you.
It could have, but life's a risk. So here's what I say, okay? Sometimes you'll have something and you're satisfied with it.
Right.
But if you're willing to give it up, okay,
right,
you may get something better. Take a little risk and sow a seed like that. So I had my cake and I ate it too. I had the redfish and the jewfish.
How did you have the the redfish and the grouper?
The Goliath grouper's got such a big mouth and gullet.
Right.
He actually had live blue crabs in there.
Oh my
goodness. But he also had a redfish that I used for bait.
So that's where you get the title of the
have your cake and eat it too.
So you didn't lose the redfish.
I didn't lose the redfish, whatever.
So many people are worried about risking what they have. And you know that, you know, there's measured risk, there's thought out risk, and there's things called crapshoots. But faith is about risk.
It is.
It's about trusting God. You know, if what you have in your hand does not meet your need, potentially, what you have in your hand is your seed.
Right.
And for this 100-pound Goliath grouper, I mean, that redfish was your seed to be able to get this 100-pound, and then God not only gave you the grouper, but He gave you actually the redfish back.
Right,
that's awesome, man. It applies in business and life, and some people are scared to take a risk. But the reality, you get stuck if you don't do that.
Right,
you never go to the spot. This is a powerful story, and it's incredible. 14 years old. I mean, this is so. I don't know. A lot of people don't know Flipper, and all these different things that we know about in our journey from television in the past. But you're just like that guy. You know, you're like that guy
I'm just an ordinary guy.
You know, you're the man's man. I think you're like the man's man. So taking that risk is important. Also, you also talk about, you know, it may take work and a little boldness to do something, and that it may take your breath away.
Right.
But go for it because it's your heritage.
Right.
Right? What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm trying to actually say that to my heritage, to go for it.
Go for it,
Go for it, take a risk and go for it.
And boldness, you're talking about boldness.
Yes, the Lord wants us to be bold. Be bold as a lion.
Right, so how would you describe boldness as somebody who's gonna be boldness in their life? And because some people think arrogance and just mowing people over is boldness, but that's arrogance and mowing people over. So what does boldness look like for a man?
Well, for me, now it's being bold enough that if I believe I've heard the Lord, then to step out and do it.
Right.
That's a boldness.
Right. That's good. That's very good. And if you're doing your job, do it with boldness. Right.
Right.
If you're married, you know, be the man, be the husband, be the father, with boldness. So many men are paralyzed by life's difficult. You feel like you've made a lot of mistakes. And so he may sit quietly in the house and not say much, but he's almost defeated in his own mind. But the Lord told me very specifically that he's going to break all generational curses and cycles of judgment that have kept you paralyzed and sterile in the midst of the family. Listen, you're so important that entire society has been trying to come against you and to snuff you out as a man. That's how important you are. The one thing the Lord said in the last days, he said in Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he would send Elijah and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or else he'll smite the earth with a curse. And so the Lord has an option right now that you can turn your heart to him, and that you're so important. You know, I think about, John, that so many people are trying to get over words that their fathers spoke because the fathers didn't realize how powerful those words were,
right?
Which means they could have spoke something else.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.